William Bounce here from the Bryan Fire Department, and it's a good thing we haven't had any fires lately to talk about.
No, we've been very blessed. Fewer fires than we had for a while there. We were clipping along pretty good with a lot of fires there.
Still plenty of investigations, I'm sure, that are going on about some of the cases, and we can get to that maybe at another time. Right now, I want to spend a few minutes updating listeners. Still plenty of fundraising opportunities to help out those involved in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much anything that you'd like to participate in, I think we've got a fundraiser for you. We've got a run coming up in April, packet pickup April 18th and 19th at Bryan Fire Station Number 1. The date of the run is April 20th. That's going to be location Bryan Fire, Brayton Fire Training Field out on Nuclear Science Road. Then if you like to shoot sporting clays, we have two sporting clay shoots coming up. One is going to be April 27th, and one is going to be May the 11th. We have the first Greg Picker Memorial Golf Tournament is getting set up, and it's planned for June the 15th. So pretty much anything you want to do, you should be able to find something you'd like to do that can also be part of the fundraiser, and you can go out and have a great time doing it.
Now, somebody wants to invent something that hasn't been thought of yet. Who would be somebody to contact?
I think you can go to the protectbfd.org website or our Bryan Fire Department Facebook page, and there will be contacts. There's contact numbers and people that you can contact on those sites. They've made sure that they can be reached, and there will be information there that you can bring your idea to the table.
I just, from the outside looking in, I'm struggling to find the right word, because it's just been so wonderful about the outpouring of support that's occurred in these types of things.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing, and it's awe-inspiring. It's overwhelming at times to see the outflow of generosity and caring from all the citizens, and we can't thank all those people who have done this enough for what they're doing.
And that continues to go on, too.
It does. People are very loving and caring, and we appreciate everything.
Visiting with William Bounce of the Bryan Fire Department, mentioned at the outset that there's not been a lot of fire activity, but we have a couple of minutes to talk about things that are related to EMS, which is also done through the fire department, and some reminders to listeners that may avoid an EMS call or maybe reduce the severity of an injury.
Well, I was noticing that Jimmy Morgan with DPS had come on to advise people about safety aspects regarding all the wildflowers that are along the roads. And, I live out on west side of the county, and I've seen a lot of people stop around 47, not too far from my house, and being taking pictures in the blue bonnets, which are just going gangbusters this year. And he made some very good points. This is going to be the time that the serpents and other creatures start coming out from the cold, and it's warming up, and they need to move, and so you need to be really careful where you're putting your feet, where you're putting your hands. Just watch for these things. If you do get bit or stung by one of these creatures that are part of our nature, then just remain calm. Call 911. We'll get you to definitive care. But don't freak out. Just stay calm and call us, and we can help. But just being watchful will avoid a lot of these situations. Just being careful. And getting out in the sunshine. I was out a couple of weekends at an outdoor engagement for a period of time most of the day, and I found that there was some sunshine in all those clouds that was up there. But
and it doesn't have to be 90 or 100 degrees to have a sunburn.
No, it does not. And in fact, that's probably the most dangerous part of the spring, where it's a temperate temperature, is the fact that it doesn't feel that hot. It feels nice. You have a light breeze on you, and yet you can get sunburned pretty easily. You can get dehydrated and not really realize you're getting in those danger spots. So you want to use your sunscreen, wear hats, caps, drink plenty of water, and then also, if you're going to be going into the evening, because we've had the rain, it's collecting in low spots. City of Bryan was offering the dunkers for certain situations. You want to look around your house, drain the buckets that are sitting around, get rid of those little low standing waters, and don't let the mosquitoes breed.
All right, very good. Again, tips from the Bryan Fire Department. Again, William Bouts with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.